Hello and welcome to Awani Review. I'm Farhan Ashe, and today I'm joined by Executive Director and Co-Founder of Pamarai Sdn Bhd, Mr. Pang Swee Lay, to talk about the Asher, the device right here behind me. It is a simple, realistic and practical waste management system that turns trash into ash. Thank you so much for being here, Mr. Pang. Now, talk to me about the Asher right here.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for this opportunity, for enabling us to share with Malaysians and to the world, in fact, what we can actually contribute, how we can contribute and how we can assist governments, countries, communities or even individuals or even large corporations to play a part in advancing climate actions. So a little bit background of the Asher. Since the first prototype back in 2010, we have graduated, we have evolved, we have continuously developed, and now we have, we are proud to say that we have 6 different variants of the Asher that we can offer to our clients to cater to different requirements, different regulations, different working environment, so that it can easily be deployed, implemented and commissioned. You have started off the introduction by saying that the Asher is simple, practical. Let me just rephrase that. The Asher is the solution.
Yeah.
It is realistic, it is practical, it is definitive, right? So if you look at the Asher as a technology, I will look at it as the superpower for the human race. All right. The Avengers have their respective superpowers. The Asher is the superpower for human race to advance climate actions, to take real meaningful actions towards protecting the environment, cleaning up, and ensuring there's a clean, bright and beautiful world for the generations to come.
I'm very excited to learn more about this superpower of the Asher. Now, tell me a bit more about its eco-friendly features and how it contributes towards sustainability, for example.
First and foremost, I think it's important that we understand the general technical understanding of the Asher. Right? So firstly, it is first of its kind in the world. You don't find it in anywhere else. This is 100% made in Malaysia, built, manufactured, developed in Malaysia, and it can be used all around the world. What really differentiate the Asher from the other waste management or waste treatment technology is that it uses zero external energy. It does not require any fossil fuel, diesel, petrol or gas or even high power, high electricity consumption for its waste treatment process. It is a thermal treatment process where it simply bakes and dries solid waste and turns them into ash form. And this ash, the residue, which is the residue from the solid waste, is a between 4 to 10% of residue. In other words, what we are doing is we are treating and we are reducing the original volume of the waste by up to 96%.
Sizing.
Yeah, we can downsize it to 96%. And this 4 to 10% residue is in the form of non-hazardous, non-harmful and easily handled ash. When this ash can easily be repurposed as either soil conditioner or construction fillers. It can be mixed with into concretes. It can mix into cement and sand and make concrete slabs or sand bricks that can be used for parks, can work for park walkways and etc.
So it's definitely creating a circular green solution as well as promoting zero waste, yes?
Yes, it directly contributes to that, right? Because it's not just a concept, it's not just a design, it's not just a talk or an idea. It is an actual action and practical actions that we can implement easily to achieve what you have mentioned, a circular and sustainable economy.
So when we talk about incinerator-based waste management system, right, there's always concerns about public health, for example, safety. fumes. There's also concerns about air pollution sometimes. Is this the kind of concerns that we have with the ASHRAE? And if so, are they being addressed?
What you have mentioned on incinerators, conventional incinerators, they run on very high requirement of energy, essentially petrol, diesel, gas, and also electricity to work the entire plant and facilities. There are so much onerous activities that has to be put in place before an incinerator plant can operate effectively. This includes pre-processing, segregations, drying, air pollution control, etc., etc. But yet again, you still face with the risk of dangerous contaminants, pollutants, and also their secondary discharge, which is the sludges, the wastewater for the entire operations. In comparing to the ASHRAE is an approach where we advocate decentralization, treatment at source. So we break down the requirement of waste management instead of accumulation, large accumulation, storing in one big locations, but strategically place them in communities where waste are generated at source, like large premises like malls, airports, conferences, hospitals, etc. So the ASHRAE then comes to address your question about how it protects the environment. Here comes the second part of the magic of the ASHRAE. Not only that it is able to generate high temperature and high heat without external energy, petrol, diesel or gas, its capability of protecting the environment in terms of emission and air, it's tested and proven and has been effective. And it's not only that, it is simple, it is straightforward, where even in the most remote area or in the most in those developing countries where skilled labors are a challenge, they still can operate, service and maintain the ASHRAE.
Now, I understand there's practically a lot of way to manage your waste, but with regards to the ASHRAE right here, why do you think it's the better way or the solution like you mentioned just now? Explain to me a little bit about the practicality of it. I understand it's being deployed to certain places. Do you mind explaining a little bit about the practicality of the machine? I understand it can also take any type of waste and it's also self-sustaining, right? Do you mind elaborating a little bit?
When we first started on the development of the ASHRAE, one of the key values that we put into the thinking process, the development process, is 3 A's. Available, accessible, affordable. All right? We want to make the ASHRAE available to any part of the world easily. We do not think about sophisticated, cutting-edge technology that maybe want to bring you up to the moon and come back, that kind of technology.
But you do not,
but you do not have the resources to back it up in terms of manpower, financial ability of certain countries, certain governments. So we design it to be available so that it is something that we can deploy and implement effectively and quickly. Then comes to accessible, which is the practicality part. So it is a technology that is accessible to anyone. We can train any general workers, right? Even women to handle the ASHRAE, because it is that straightforward, that simple in terms of operations, maintenance, etc. There's no sophisticated, complex engineering or programming or computer components that were put into the machine. It's just a very straightforward mechanical and electrical device that we can easily hire people to do the work. And lastly, of course, affordable, which is self-explanatory. In terms of cost, we can easily say that we are easily up to 70% cheaper capacity to capacity comparison against a typical incinerator or waste-to-energy plant. Right? So throughout the world to date, I'm proud to say that this Malaysian-made product, this Malaysian invention, has successfully been deployed, implemented in more than 10 different countries around the world. And this is inclusive of Singapore, Indonesia, Philippines, Vietnam, Thailand, South Africa, India, China, and as far as St. Lucia. In the Philippines, the ASHA is installed at the hospital itself. That shows how safe and how practical it is to be installed in such a facility. Because of the pandemic of COVID-19, where the whole world almost came to a stop. Logistics stops, transportation stops, right? A lot of activities has been halted. So hospitals, especially those that are located on islands, they don't have that means to clear, to dispose of their clinical waste. And this, our local partner in Philippines, saw this as a solution, a holy grail for the hospital at the island itself. So they managed to bring in, and they managed to convince the management of the hospital to take this in and start operating the ASHA on-site, treating the clinical waste at source. So the moment we start treating waste at source, imagine the impact of that. We stop waste from going somewhere else. And this somewhere else is
landfills.
It's either landfill or a transfer station, or God knows, sometimes they just drop somewhere.
In the ocean.
Illegal dumping, etc. So that treatment at source, the reason why I say treatment at source is very powerful. It is also the approach where it enables, empower you and I to take ownership and responsibility on our own discard. You have mentioned there are many ways to be managed and handled. Being thousands and thousands of tons are being generated on a daily basis, right? And that is not going to stop. No matter how much efforts that we put in to reduce, amount of generation of waste is going to multiply and escalate.
Yes,
the reason I say this is because all countries are racing for urbanization, civilization, urbanization and modernization. And all of this comes with utilization of resources, consuming. So when we utilize, when we consume, there must be discard.
Waste. And with the ASHA, you know, it'll be easier for the community, people like you and me, to take ownership
Correct.
Of our own waste. I like the way you say it, to be responsible for our own trash. Now, we've talked about the ASHA just now. We're going to dive in more after this break. Hi and welcome back to Awani Review. I'm Fana Shea and today I'm joined by Mr. Pang, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Pamarais Indian Berhad, who distributes the ASHA right behind me right here. This is one of them. It comes in all different sizes for different needs. Now, we talked a bit about the product. Now we want to know more about the inspiration behind this product. I understand this is the brainchild of Mr. Roland T and some of his university professor colleagues. Tell us a little bit more about the idea behind this product.
Mr. Roland T has always been a very generous and great man, and he is, irony, by training is an accountant, an auditor. He's not an engineer, not a scientist, but he somehow found his passion in finding new solutions, curious, trying to do as many researches and trying to acquire as many knowledge and information as possible. And of course, along the way, he found the calling that he wants to do something that that where he can contribute back to the society and also to the environment. But unfortunately, the late Mr. Roland T passed away about a month ago, and now things have been taken over by the son, Mr. Gary T, who is a very close friend, also close associate of ours. They are our inventing partner, our manufacturing partner, and also co-development partner. So together, we would like to continue the efforts, the initiative of how we can bring this Malaysian-made technology, and share it to the world, so that noble intention can prevail and can come to fruition and can be realized.
And it helps people around the world too, so I'm pretty sure he is happy to know that his brainchild or his idea is being put to good use.
That is our aspiration, to continue that efforts. We look forward to further improve, develop. Over the years, we have received guidances, advice, and also suggestions from various government departments, various authority, including the Department of Environment of Malaysia, including the Malaysian Green Tech and Climate Change Centre of Malaysia, giving us input on how we can make this machine to be more effective and it's more practical for the world.
Definitely a lot of hands that wants to get on with the Asher. Now, you mentioned just now that the Asher is the solution for waste management system in Malaysia. And, you know, by saying that, why do you think that the idea is not being adopted widely? The idea of turning trash into ash is not being explored before. Has the idea been around before?
Well, that's a very tricky question, and also, but I would say that in general, it is in the human nature that we are very resistant towards change. Most of the implementation system or techniques that has been deployed all around the world with regards to waste management have been around decades, if not centuries. Take Malaysia per se. Since independence, the way of waste management has always been collection, relocation, and dispose. Right? And the dispose here is actually burying into landfills or dump sites. And Malaysia, fortunately for Malaysia, we are quite advanced and quite effective in terms of waste management. That is why you look at our country, we are rather clean. But this methodology of collecting, relocating, and putting it into the landfill is not sustainable. It cannot continue. There will be more and more land that has to be converted into landfills if we were to continue this system, all right? So, and as you know, landfill involves deforestation. And deforestation means we are cutting away carbon sequestration, surface area of where we can actually absorb carbon emissions, reduce the carbon into the ozone. It's being depleted and being reduced. It is the same as deforestation. So, we cannot continue the same methodology if we want a different results, all right? So the Asher is the solution. The reason why is because it's practical, it's realistic, and it's definitive. So by imagine a community or a taman perumahan, okay, a society, they have their own waste treatment center that uses the Asher. All the waste can be brought to the center, dispose, treat, and reduce at source. All right? And the waste that is generated from these houses, now in the form of ash, can be then used as a soil conditioner for the landscaping within the community. Trees are better, greens are greener, all right? It beautifies the community for the community.
I think what's most important is that it cuts down time for you to actually take part in waste management system. And you know, you can put any type of waste and it turns your trash into ash, and the ash can be used for other purposes. Yep. And what's more important is that it doesn't end up in landfill, so it's a win-win for everyone.
What we would like to advocate is treatment at source. When you treat at source, like I said, you enable and empower people to take responsibility of their own waste. By doing that, we actually cut down a lot of unnecessary processes, yep, like collecting, accumulating, storing, segregation, and then transporting. And then at the point of they would like to discard the waste, there will be wastewater treatment that has to be taken into place, soil protections, geotextile activities, air control pollution, etc. And we can cut away all this multi-handling, multi-processes. Imagine if this is a clinical waste situation, infectious waste situation. That waste that is high risk of contaminating, infectious, are being carried from one space to one space and being handled by multiple people. If there's one leakages, one mishandling, there goes another outbreak.
Now, you also mentioned a little bit how, you know, people in Malaysia treat their waste. I like your take on how the waste management system in Malaysia can be improved and what sort of challenges and obstacles it faces.
For a system that has been around for more than six decades, it's hard for any company, any businesses, even for our regulations to adapt new approaches. But one have to come to an agreement on what we want to achieve in the generation to come. All right? You can opt for landfilling, continue for landfilling. You can opt for recycling, which doesn't cost much to the waste management volume. You can opt for composting, you can opt for biomass, you can opt for other means. But all of these efforts, either they are requiring huge investment, huge consumption of energy, huge activity before you can actually treat the actual waste, or it just doesn't really make an impact. So the ASHRAE, whether it's implemented widely for a country or for a particular strategic targeted zone, it stops waste in that particular area. It does not allow outflow, relocation of the waste. So we solve it definitively in that one location and stop relocating the waste and let someone else to take care of that on our behalf.
Now, the ASHRAE is definitely an innovative way to think about waste management system. So what's your thought on using innovation and technology per se with regards to transforming our waste management sector here in Malaysia?
I think it is exceedingly important that we change not just technological but also behavior and also our values. Technology is just a tool, an enabler. Enabler for the human to take real actions. Some technology may be very sophisticated, but hard to use, hard to deploy, hard to build, and expensive. Then we have the ASHRAE, which is non-complex, straightforward, realistic, practical, that can immediately make an impact, that can deliver change to any place that which are looking at cleaning up, diverting waste, or even rehabilitation of old dump sites, reclaiming lands that has been contaminated with illegal dumping. That is what the ASHRAE can do in terms of from the perspective of a technology. So at the end of the day, we as the residents of the world, we have to pick and choose the right technology for any kind of, for any different implementation that suits to the requirement. Right? ASHRAE is the solution, but I do understand there are environments where this has a combination, there's a complementary. So that's how flexible and adaptable ASHRAE is in terms of a whole spectrum of waste management technology.
So if it's the solution, how do we expand this worldwide per se? How do we create more awareness about this idea of turning trash into ash? And has there been any efforts on behalf of Pamarai to educate people more on this?
I think the key awareness element here is empowerment and take ownership of our own discards. See, like myself, I do not, the rubbish from my house, I do not pack them and put it at the refuse room in my housing residential. I bring it here, right? Because I want to stop this bag of waste that I have consumed, that I have discarded, from going somewhere else. Which maybe it goes to a recycling plant, maybe it goes to a landfill, maybe it goes somewhere else. But if I can stop this from going somewhere else, I sort it, I treat it at source, I resolve it at source. And if this 1% multiplied by 7 billion, and the ASHRAE is the enabler for these 7 billion people to actually do that, then you are talking about a clean, bright and beautiful world. Right? In terms of scalability, that is a matter of time whether we start enhancing our manufacturing processes in terms of productivity and efficiency. At this moment, we are able to churn out 25 to 35 units every 90 days of the Azure, addressing orders coming from all parts of the world.
So, last question. What's in the pipeline for Palmarès and Dun Berhad? Will there be an Azure 2.0? Will there be a mini Azure? Will I have an Azure behind my house? What's next for Palmarès and Dun Berhad?
Well, the Azure, it is a technology that is related to high temperature. So it requires some industrial exercises and also protocols in that. To have it in every single, I have been asked by my peers, my friends, can you build one that I can put it in my kitchen or the back of my yard? I said, yeah, but if you have done something illegal and you want to use it to discard that evidence, that would be dangerous. Yeah. So we would like to, the continuous progress and development and improvement of the Azure will not stop. It's just a matter of time where the Azure comes up with the next generation of its product, of its variant. As it is, the configuration that we have for the Azure is optimal in terms of maintenance, operationability, logistical transportation.
There you have it, Mr. Pang from Palmarès and Dun Berhad, talking to us about the Azure right here. A simple, practical and realistic way to turn trash into ash and more importantly, to take ownership of your own waste or your own trash. I'm Fana Sheh. Thank you for watching.